This episode is sponsored by Cards Against Humanity. They asked us not to read an ad. Enjoy!
It is a Chicagoverse podcast on the Dynasty Podcast Network, featuring interviews with Chicago's premier artists and industry, and creatives and culture leaders. Hosted by Haima Black. Welcome to Chicago.
What's going on?
All right, we got the team from Social Work Chicago here. I'm going to let you guys introduce yourselves. Give us a rundown on who you are and what you're doing with Social Works. And we're watching the live stream as it happens.
Hell yeah.
Yo, that's crazy. I needed that.
Trying to get that little, you dig? Well, go for it.
I'm Gregory Busserith, Director of Operations with Social Works.
Hey, everybody. I'm Justin Cunningham. I'm the Executive Director of Social Works.
So first off, again, thank you guys so much for coming up. I appreciate it. I know you guys are very busy. I know Social Works has a lot going on, so I do appreciate you making time tonight, man. That's great. Thank you both.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Right on. So same thing we always said at the beginning, like, how did music, community, culture, all this kind of work, how did all that start for each of you?
My mom, during a really young age, I can remember going to other people's houses on Thanksgiving, you know, just always making these really big occasions kind of about something else, somebody else, and for something else. So that's my mom for that. Shout out my mom. She also, you know, just always opened my horizons and stuff. So in high school, I actually took a trip to Malawi in Africa to go ahead and, like, build a school for 15 days. I spent my 16th birthday there.
That's amazing.
Yeah. It was an awesome, life-changing experience. But it was, like, I've always had this sense of, like, I got to put on for other people. That's kind of the only way that ever made me happy. Mm-hmm. And so, like, so I, and that's a shout out straight up for my mom. So it's been in me. Shout out my mom.
Yeah. Shout out your mom.
Same here. I would definitely, one, I want to shout out my mom.
shout out all the moms.
Shout out to the moms. I'm with that.
But, yeah, I mean, I can say that I get my sense of giving and community from my mother as well. My experience is different, of course. My mom was the type of person where she would, you know what I'm saying, be nice enough to let people crash on the couch. You know what I'm saying? So seeing that, even though when you're younger, it's awkward where you're like, well, you're getting at, you know, you're getting home and then you see a random person on the couch. You're like, you know, mom, why you keep on letting people crash? Da, da, da. But then you get older and you're like, damn, like you had a huge heart.
And then now, spirit of giving.
Yeah.
You know, and then now I'm letting people crash on my couch. You know what I'm saying? And like super willing to do all that. So, definitely huge shout out for my mom opening that, you know what I'm saying, idea of selflessness and also, you know what I'm saying, putting yourself in somebody else's shoes. And
so you guys from the get-go, you were going to end up doing something like Social Works then?
Hell no. The world doesn't tell you that giving is profitable.
But what I'm saying is, like, for you guys, I mean, it just sounds like it. You at least had that idea embedded. You know, it was kind of like that inception. Like, that idea was planted.
It was in there somewhere. Yeah.
Hell no.
All right, fair enough. Fair enough.
You know, when you get to college and stuff, and nobody says, like, you know, I'm going to work a modest job at a nonprofit, you know, I'm just going to get by, you know, things of that nature. So it's definitely hard. The world makes it hard for you to try to do the right thing, which I'm learning more and more and more. But it's with people like Dynasty and, you know, Virgin, who helped us put our first event out there, Parade to the Poles, that really make it seem like it's attainable. So it's really up to y'all, but the life does not make this seem like giving is cool.
No,
but
it is. And I think we're seeing that a lot right now. Yeah. Where, like, you know, I don't want to make this about Trump, but it's like you see these terrible tweets like, oh, this is Puerto Rico's fault. You're like, what is wrong with you?
It's crazy.
What the fuck is wrong with
you?
Yeah. Yeah. So let's, but we want to keep this
51st state. Come on in. That's from Justin, not Social Work.
Yeah. So I'm really interested in the story of Social Works. Like, I guess talk about how did the two of you guys find each other? How did the idea come together? Bring us into that, you know, that process.
Well, it starts kind of like a year apart before me and Greg ever really found out that we could work together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've known Chancellor for a long time. Great friend of mine, best friend of mine. So we started this probably like in 2015. I was still in college, and Chancellor was
doing numbers.
Sure.
Doing numbers. And so what really started or cultivated Social Works was the passing of Brother Mike Hawkins. He was a huge mentor down at the U Media space, really, you know, taught me how to be a man, really just like helped me grow up into a person. And we wanted to do something, you know, to really, you know, celebrate his legacy. So our group of friends started Open Mic, and this was our first initiative ever. Mm-hmm. Social Works was not a thing. This is back when it was just a group of friends trying to do good things.
I remember when Open Mic started. So I should say, you know, Colleen Mayers,
yeah,
who works with Chance, she worked on this podcast early on when she was a Columbia student for about a year. She helped us with video. Chicago's very small.
Yeah. Very small.
And Colleen was, you know, an early supporter of Dynasty. She was somebody who helped us bring a lot of great visual work to life. My background's in radio. I don't do visual for shit. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know how to do video. So Colleen came on and helped us with that before the Chance stuff started. And so I always was aware of what Chance was doing, you know, like I always saw that these things were starting to happen, like Open Mic, because of Colleen and all the incredible behind the scenes work that she is doing.
Yeah.
So Open Mic is happening 2015. Yeah.
So Open Mic's happening 2015. And then, you know, we're struggling to find a home right now. You know, everybody wants the cool tax write-offs, or, you know, we got to pay for the space, or, you know, it's getting hard to do good things. Mm-hmm. And then we finally found a home, thanks to my main man, Jeremy Dunn, down at the Chicago Public Library, Harold Washington. And we were doing that for about a couple of months. It becomes the wintertime now. Open Mic started February 2015. I graduated May 2015, and I met up with Chancellor like right outside of my college, and we were like, what's finna happen? What do we want to do? What's the next steps? And it was like, well, let's legitimize things. Let's get this 501c3 and go harder than ever before. And so a year later, I meet up with Gregory, and Greg can let you know.
Yeah, so basically, and I'm going to go back, because while they were doing their thing, I was definitely doing my own thing in Chicago also, which kind of like plays into how it all comes together. But as a videographer for, you know, roughly 4 to 5 years, I actually shot Kids These Days first video. So
there we go. Yeah. You know, so back in those days.
Right. Way back. So basically my background's in media. Was doing a lot of, you know, videos and so forth. And then, you know, after a while of doing that, you know, you start to ask yourself, like, man, is this what I'm going to be doing for the rest of my life? You know, and then you start to, you know, you eventually want to, like any artist, you want to start pivoting your work. You want to start exploring different avenues. And at one point, I got to a certain point, you know, where I was a little frustrated. And I talked to my buddy, shouts out Dre. And I was like, you know, what's going on? Like, what, you know, how can I, you know what I'm saying? Just ask for a little bit of advice. And he was like, man, just start making stuff or films that come from your heart, stuff that you actually, you know, care about. So I'm sitting there, and at the time I was doing some freelance work for certain brands, whatever. And one of those nights where I'm like editing all night, you know, I'm listening to a song by Chance, and his father. It's the intro where he's talking to his father, and his father's like, you know what, I got you on a laptop, I got you on this, I got you on that, and that support, I can't say that I've gotten that level of support, because, you know, my mom's old school, she's from, you know what I'm saying, a small farm in Haiti, so, you know, she just sees the dollars. She's like, if you don't got the dollars, you're not there yet, even though I was on BET and all that other stuff.
Sure.
It didn't matter.
End of the day, you got to be able to, like, keep the lights on.
You got
to
keep the lights on, exactly. Yeah. So I was like, all right, I want to start making documentaries about fathers and, like, why are they important? Why are they needed? You know, because I definitely didn't have one. And, you know, I wonder who I would be and so forth. But I was like, I want to inspire other young people to not be afraid and, like, step up to the challenge and be a dad. And, like, I also had some other ideas about, you know, improving, you know, body image and, like, being stronger with, you know, with yourself and so forth.
You ran those ideas by Chancellor.
Exactly. So Chicago being so small, ran it by him, you know, a couple times. And then lo and behold, I get a call from Justin, like, hey, let's expand on those ideas. Let's take them to the next level. And then,
yeah, And then now we're the dynamic duo, handling daily, every day.
Yeah. So Social Works comes out of all these ambitions, frustrations, conversations with Chance, things you guys are already doing on your own, things that you were trying to build out beyond that. All these things form this idea, Social Works. Like, what was that like in the beginning when it finally has a name, when it finally has, like, you know, Chance supporting it? Like, where are you in those early days?
My grandma's house. Writing the bylaws, the 1023s, you know,
all
reading.
The not glamorous stuff.
Yeah, all the not glamorous
that no one stuff. Thinks about. Because everyone just sees, like, oh, Chance the rapper, but nobody thinks about sitting down and becoming, like, a non-for-profit, like, filing that paperwork.
Yeah. So, you know, registering the domain names. I mean, literally, like, a year ago, you know, we had just announced ourselves at Magnificent Coloring Day, which should have been the best concert of shout out my man Corbin. But,
it should have been in the book. Where is it?
but we like a year's worth of time, you know, a lot of things can change. And, you know, it's just a testament to, you know, if you truly believe in something, take that faith, you know, and go ahead and do it. But I was doing the dirty work, and me and Greg do the dirty work every day. You know, those phone calls, those, you know, those seeding, those vettings, you know, types of things just to make those nice organic, you know, wardrobe for CPS, those Nando's things happening, you know, those conversations with Champion. So that's us.
Everything that is a headline that looks really impressive, like a Magnificent Coloring Day, like the summit, like anything like that. There's a ton of work that goes into that that no one sees. That's why I like bringing on, like, you know, the guys who are behind the scenes, because I'm always interested in that process. Like, yes, it's really cool, Lollapalooza, but, like, we did a panel where we had, like, the lighting guy from Lollapalooza. You know, like, I'm like, I want to know what that dude has to say.
Yeah.
Right.
And let's move that mic up a little bit. Sure. So, because it'll just tip on its own. It's like the drinking bird. So Social Works Now, bring us into the mission statement of Social Works Now, present day, October 2017. Like, what's the mission for Social Works? What are you guys doing? How are you doing it?
We are empowering the youth through arts, education, and civic engagement. Now I'm saying, you know, only with the sole goal of inspiring creativity, building dreams, and letting our audience, our constituents, be themselves.
Yeah.
Blah.
There you go.
Blah. But it's October 2017, and boy, we are far from grandma's basement. you know, so really, the sky's the limit. Like, 2018, we got hell of a lot of things to accomplish, to prove to ourselves, to prove to, you know, the normal, everyday Joe Schmoes like us, you know, that things can be done just with a little bit of community, a lot of friendship, and a whole lot of positivity. So, I mean, we got our warmest winter coming up later this year. So check out that. It's our highly mobile initiative that goes and tries to save the highly mobile of the homeless community. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know if anybody knows, but we got a governor's race coming up. So you know what that means? And that's another parade to the bulls.
And there was the Parade to the Poles event that was initially going to be here, right?
Yeah,
and then
it
ended up moving down the street to Grant Park.
Exactly.
It was not going to fit here.
Yeah, it wasn't going to fit here. We got that call the day of. And
I remember talking to Blake from Virgin, him being like, yeah, it's not happening here.
Yeah. We were running around with the chickens cut off. Like, shout out for Chancellor for being a musician, because it's really easy to put together these productions and get these stages made out of nothing.
Right.
But yeah, that was a mission. I mean, each one of these initiatives have their own little, like, you know, caveat story that only me and Greg know.
Yeah, all the behind the scenes challenges for, like, anything that happens, somebody's making it happen.
Yeah.
Now, what have been, I want to talk about the success stories in a minute, but, like, what have been some of the challenges behind the scenes of putting something together, whether it's the summit, whether it's Parade to the Poles, whether it's any of these things that, again, people see the headline on Rolling Stone or whatever, but, like, what are the challenges of bringing these things to life?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't, there are challenges that everybody else goes through in the entertainment nonprofit realm, man. Like, there's nothing that we can say, like, oh, it's this that we go through the toughest. It's just, you know, we wish we had more time to do things, you know, but
sure.
we got to make things happen where it's just, there's sometimes where, you know what I'm saying? Oftentimes me and Justin are doing 12-hour, 14-hour days where we're just at each other's cribs each day for an entire week. Like for the summit, we were knocking the final details of the joint out for like a whole week. You know what I'm saying? Where my roommates were like, damn, you guys are going nuts. Like, how are you guys doing this? So, I wouldn't say
definitely
that
time,
definitely
like,
time,
but that's like kind of our thing. I would have to say captivating, you know, older, you know, less, I guess, pliable thinking, you know, to kind of wrap their hands around like what we're trying to do.
Sure.
You know, that's a lot of, a big issue is just like, how can this be done? Like nobody's ever gone directly to the polls right after a concert, like
right.
Hell no. Like, you know how many incidents will happen? You know, zero incidents, 1,500 pledged, 7,000 registered around the country, you know,
I remember
crazy.
That walk. I was in that walk, and I remember just seeing that crowd, and it was incredible watching them walk from Grant Park over and just seeing everybody move so orderly because, man,
orderly.
If you've gone to any event like a Lollapalooza or anything like that, orderly is not the word you'd use when people are exiting. Like, And you guys put that together, which is incredible.
Yeah, we did.
So obviously there's so much work that goes behind the scenes. What have been some of the success stories that make this worthwhile? Because, of course, there's awesome headlines and it looks good. But, like, you know, has there been, like, you talked to somebody who had actually impacted or something in that space?
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up. I mean, we get a lot of emails to the info at SocialWorks, and, you know, it's me and Greg combing through it, as well as, like, our maybe a few other members of our six-party team.
That's a small team.
It's a small team. But you know, every once in a while we get, like, a small child, or at least they say they're a small child from from another city that's just been so captivated and just wants to bring that, you know, to them. You know, those are the small things. Or you know, you dig, comb through the hashtag or whatnot, and you see, like we recently reposted something, but I think the guy's name was Nick. He let us, like, he had obviously the picture was staged, but the moment, like, but just seeing that, obviously there was homework in that situation. They had on the shirts, and they were embracing something that, you know, two 24-year-olds, oh, damn, I bet, you're not 24. But two 24-year-olds, you know, like, started out of their grandma's basement. It's like just like those stories about how can I continue to be inspiring to the people around me? You know, how can I continue this work? It's, you know, the headlines are all cool like that. You know, that don't feed my mom. None of that shit is going to do anything for me. But other people following and having our mission resonate is going to make the world a better place.
It makes a difference.
Yeah, and those are the things that I love.
And even adding on that photo, like getting, just seeing that there's parents getting their kids excited about philanthropy and, like, caring about their community. That's
a 9-year-old brought the SocialWorks pamphlet to school for show and tell and wanted to tell her other 9-year-old friends that the school system is effed up and we got to change it. Like, what?
That's huge.
Right. It's crazy.
That's how change happens.
Yeah, that's how change happens.
Some of the other success stories, man, is like seeing a kid that's like excited to get a book bag. There's one kid's face I will never forget. But it was like literally, it was almost as if, I don't know, like the level of happiness for getting this book bag and the supplies was like
off the charts.
And I was like, this is why you do it. This is why. You know what I'm saying? Or like when you go on Twitter and we're combing through the things, like you said, when we did the graduation open mic and you're seeing these kids like, oh, I got a degree, and like, oh, this is, you know, I'm moving and people are appreciating my effort academically, and it's like being that reinforcement to these kids, man. It's that's the success stories right there,
dude. I remember being a teenager and doing, I did a lot of music internships in high school. I went out, like, nobody wanted to hire a 15-year-old, but I was just pretty like, you're hiring me, but school was not for me. School was not the place for me. And like, even having that reinforcement from professionals in the field at a young age, like, that made all the difference. It really did. And I know that, like, I can only imagine that, you know, middle schoolers, high schoolers, whatever, like even grade schoolers attending the events, seeing what you guys are doing, that's got to have a positive impression on them. That's got to mean something and last. You know, that's going to be something that they carry with them, whether it is getting a backpack or attending an event or hearing, you know, something in an open mic.
Yeah.
So how can people get involved with what you're doing, whether it's supporting the mission, the idea of social works, whether it's attending an event, whether it's contributing an idea that thinks something might actually benefit you guys? Like, how can people connect with you guys and support?
Yeah, I think you kind of listed off all of it. Social works, we do a really good job of, well, we're trying to do a really good job of making sure everybody can plug in on their own different level. So, you know, we just recently concluded a contest for Wardrobe for CPS where, mm-hmm. you know, elementary school students can plug in. You know, if you got trillions of dollars, give it to us. No, but
that's the quote of this podcast. If you got trillions of dollars, give it to us.
No, but that's your level of plug-in. If you can give your time, you know, please, you know, come volunteer with us. You know, if you want to, you know, have some ways where we can partner and make the communities better, you know, hit us up, info@socialworkshy.com. Right. You know, or just engage with us. Show us, tell us your stories, tell us what's happening, you know, because we can't be all around the nation or all in Chicago like we want to. And, you know, we want this to be an outlet for you. So please use us as a resource as much as we're using you as a resource. Yeah. I do want to bring up that we haven't talked about it, but sure. I do want to bring up the Twilight Awards and how fast that Yadiggery is coming. It's it's the Chicago's or the world's first Teachers Awards highlighting right, parents. Yeah. Teachers, principals, and students going to be held in Chicago, Illinois, and we're going to release that joint fast. Yeah. So I guess to tell everybody who's listening, have some nominees ready, have those videos ready, and get ready to submit them.
Yeah.
Blah.
So,
well,
please, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to add to that as far as, like, what people can do. One, keep the conversation going. That's I feel like that's the most important thing that, you know, people can do is keep these conversations going so we can figure out sustainable solutions for a lot of the issues that not only Chicago's facing, but other cities in the nation.
They're betting on us to get lazy. We ain't going.
We're not getting.
No, and people love, and I know you guys see this, like, we all see this in Chicago. People love using Chicago as this, like, convenient scapegoat where they're like, well, you know, no one cared about when there were Chicago murders. And it's all these people who don't give a fuck about right. Chicago. They just like having, like, a handy, like, scapegoat that they can mention. Yeah. And it's disgusting.
Yeah, and I feel like another point that I would want to add, other than, you know, obviously keeping the conversation going, but, like, for the people who are working regular 9-to-5 jobs, or, like, you know, you're out there doing regular things, but you want to make, you know, you feel like a good person, but you feel like you're just a regular dude or gal, and, you know what I'm saying, you don't know how to exactly make that impact, but, you know what I'm saying, you don't, anybody can do it, man. Anybody and everybody, you know, can step up, stand up, and do something. You know what I'm saying? So if there's anything to the listeners that I want to, I guess, get out there is that, you know, find out what you're most passionate about, what you want to change, because there's a lot of issues in the world in general. You can literally find anything. And just, you know what I'm saying, help out. It'll improve a lot, you know what I'm saying, to be a contributing member of that aspect in the world, and, like, also internally, you'll just be a happier person by giving back, you know what I mean?
Well, and something I love and I want to thank you guys for is, like, so I've done this podcast a long time. We book tons of guests. And for every person who's sitting here with me on the mic and on the camera, there's a bunch of people who, whatever, they don't have time, we had to reschedule, they're not here, mm-hmm. right? I reached out to you guys, info@socialworks, and I saw everything that Social Works is doing. And in my head, I'm like, I'm going to shoot my shot. There's no way these guys got back to me, like, because they got a lot going on. They're busy. I bet they get a ton of submissions. And then you guys, it was not some, like, third-party manager directing me. It was, like, you guys directly being like, hey, let's make this happen. And you had that hands-on direct involvement, and I love that. And you can clearly see that present in the work that you're doing, that you guys, you said it's a 6-person team?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Day,
when we're not on tour.
Right. I mean, and that's not a lot of people to be activating the level of campaigns that you guys are doing, especially with, it sounds like, this being a learning process as you go, right?
It's definitely that. I mean, with any profession or anything that you're doing, you're going to be learning while you're doing it.
Sure. Yeah. Sure.
You know, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very fulfilling for me. And that's the reason why we can do such long days. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of it, we're looking like, okay, this is going to be crazy impactful. This is going to change something. change something. And that's why we're able to stay up those long hours. And Justin will call me at 5 a.m. like, yo, what should we do? All, you know what I'm saying? Like, right. That's why that kind of stuff happens. It's not a 9-to-5. This isn't like a clock out. This is a, yo, do we want to do this? Do you want to do that? We should do this. We should do that. Let's get this started. Let's hop on that. Let's, you know what I'm saying? So, and it's all very much worth it.
Well, and when you're doing something that fuels your soul, where you can see the impact it has on people, where you see that it's doing good, where you see that it's benefiting people in a positive way, that's the motivation. Yeah. That's the thing that helps you stay up late, and that's the thing that helps you get the work done.
Yeah.
Something I wanted to ask about, but I didn't want it to dominate the conversation, because I think that it dominates the conversation in a lot of scenarios. Talk about Chance's role in this. I didn't want it to just be the old, I didn't want to get on the mic and be like, so you guys know Chance, you know? I think that's what a lot of people go to.
Yeah.
Anytime they talk to somebody who, like, knows Chance, their first question is like, so I'm here with so-and-so, but Chance. Yeah. So let's talk about Chance's role in this, because I know, obviously, he's involved and he's in this.
Yeah. Everybody, all right, let me just say, Chancellor is very hands-on.
Sure.
He's the type of guy, he's the type of father, he's the type of musician that, you know, he just wants to be a part of everything. He wants to know what's going on, and you know, he's very involved. So with that being said, you know, I have conversations with Chancellor. You know, we got conversations with Chancellor every week. You know, what's going on? What's the horizon? What are the pivots? What are the changes? What does this deal look like? No, you know, let's morph it like this. So, you know, I can call some of my friends, or what about this? Or, you know, just every aspect of it. So, and I don't know how he finds the time.
Yeah.
He's way more busy than we are. But just that is, you know, he's a person who's definitely set this platform. He's a person who definitely cares about his community, and, you know, he wants to know what's going on in every, you know, aspect of his businesses. So he's very hands-on, and we go through brainstorming sessions, I mean, every day.
Yeah, it's incredible. What's coming up? I know you mentioned the Twilight Awards, but, like, what else is on deck for Social Works? What are you looking at going forward? What's, like, some long-term, you know, anything you want to tease or a preview coming up?
We got some soirees planned. We're definitely trying to come to your city, whichever one that may be.
So you want to branch this?
So we're branching out. We're coming for you.
in a positive way.
Yeah.
We're coming to you.
Like, in an empowering, to like impact inspiring change. Way.
Yeah.
What else? God damn it, we got so many cool things coming. Yeah.
That I don't know if we are at liberty to go.
No, but
the Twilight Awards, yeah. I mean, we've got a full year of Social Works, so it's another full year coming up. Look for a lot of enhancements and a lot of, like, different ways to plug in on our legacy projects. I'm talking about Parade to the Polls. I'm talking about Open Mic. I'm talking about The Warmest Winter. And look for us to do a couple of other, you know, maybe spontaneous things. Or, I don't know. We're here for the community. We might just have another 30,000 backpacks. Who knows?
And people, like, it sounds like, I would assume you're always looking for people who want to volunteer, who want to help support. How can people get in touch if they want to, like, be part of the movement, if they want to bring their positivity to what you guys are doing?
Yeah, we're looking for YouTube volunteers.
I'm sorry?
He's just so speechless because he loves volunteers. But please hit us up at info@socialworkshy.com. You know, you can do bold volunteers. You can also volunteer through our volunteer, like, database. socialworkshy.org/volunteer. Mm-hmm. You know, but also hit us, slide in our DMs, man. You know, hit us up with some retweets, some quotes. You know, just let us know what's good.
For real.
Yeah, I love this, man. And this is the same thing I say to everybody, and I always mean it. The mic is on. This is an ongoing conversation. We've been documenting Chicago a long time in this podcast. So, like, as you guys have new things happening, as there are new initiatives, as you have something you want to, like, get out in the world and you want to be able to jump on the mic and say, like, hey, we're looking for people to specifically do this, the mic is on. Please come back. Please keep us updated as new things happen this year, next year. Like, I love what you guys are doing. I think it's great. I think it's very important for the city. And it's really encouraging to see young people being activated and motivated and hearing that there are options for them. There's hope, and that there are ways that they can, you know, connect with something bigger.
Exactly.
I love that mission. I think that's great. I think you guys are doing amazing work.
Thank you
for coming up, man. I love it. Greg and Justin from Social Works, what's the website?
Socialworkshy.org.
Socialworkshy.org. check it out. Keep informed with everything Social Works has going on. Guys, thank you so much. Let's do more.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Awesome. I love it.
To inspire creativity, to build dreams, and to let you be you.
Wow.
I love it. I love it.
You've been listening to a production of Dynasty Podcast. Find more Dynasty Podcasts at dynastypodcast.com. For the Dynamic Dynasty, Dynasty Descend.